Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
So, do you look at your phone when you're eating?
Sometimes during lunch.
Okay.
But not during dinner. No phones allowed at dinner.
Well, that's a good rule right there. According to a new study, you're probably eating more than someone who simply eats without being distracted by anything if you're using your phone while you're eating. In fact, researchers found that people who were distracted by their phones when they were eating increased their intake of calories by 15%.
No way.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy, but I don't know. For some reason, when it comes to eating, yeah, like I might look at my phone a little bit, but I really don't like to do it because I'm like, what are we doing? Let's focus on the important things. There's now, food in front of me.
Do you look at pictures of food on your phone while eating food?
That's no.
That's a little too much, I think.
No.
That might be making you fat. Man, this pizza's really good, but I really want cinnamon rolls.
You know what? And if my sister's if my sister's listening right now, she's going to be like, hey, but sometimes when she calls me to like FaceTime, I love doing that because I get to see her, get to see my nephew. But I'm like, you're usually catching me when I'm eating and this is very distracting for me.
Next time you need to FaceTime her when she's eating.
I'm like, aha, how does it feel?
Gotcha.
She probably won't even care.
Eat that spaghetti. Speaking of calories and packing on some pounds, you're probably going to around Easter, especially if you try this new beer. Reinvention Brewing Company in Manchester, New York, they're selling a Peeps beer for Easter. It's got the greatest name.
Yeah.
It's called The Peeps Show.
Nice. I like that.
So it's a milkshake IPA, which sounds disgusting.
A little bit.
It's brewed with lactose and 1,000 peeps. according to the people that have tried it, it has a sweet and frothy, fruity taste, and it's going to be available on Thursday.
Okay, so
hopefully not in Southwest Michigan, because no. I do not want to try this.
Come on. You guys are all about your beer up here.
I like different combinations, but not this one.
So the thing is, like, I really like Peeps, but this sounds disgusting.
Oh,
and
no.
Also
no.
Because I don't like beer. So, and plus, yeah, I can't really drink it anyways. And I'm like, you're going to combine one of the things I love with one of the things I do not like at all. I feel like you're trying too hard. And plus, there's a lot of people that actually don't like Peeps. So I don't see this actually going too
far. I think they're awful.
I don't understand why. I mean, they're squishy and they're delightful and they got just like little sprinkles of sugar. How don't you like that?
They have no flavor.
Yes, it does. It tastes like Peep. It's the Peep flavor.
Agree to disagree. We might have to have a conversation about this later. But that's Coffee Talk for today.